ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. Sources tell ABC News that an indictment against former President Trump could happen any day. ABC News has learned that Trump received a letter informing him that he's the target of a special counsel investigation into his handling of classified documents.
According to Justice Department policy, now that Trump has been notified that he faces the potential of indictment, he's afforded the opportunity to make himself available for questioning, but Trump apparently has not given any indication that he plans to cooperate. So with that target letter sent days ago and with no response, prosecutors could seek an indictment any time now.
That's ABC's Pierre Thomas. States up and down the East Coast are suffering another day of hazy, smoky conditions. Canadian wildfire smoke has clouded the skies. Washington, D.C. and New York have dangerous air quality. The smoky weather is forcing the FAA to put New York's LaGuardia Airport into a ground stop. The Labor Department says first-time unemployment claims rose by 28,000 last week. This is ABC News. He was the vice president under Donald Trump, but now he's running for president. Mike Pence is drawing some distinctions between himself and his old boss.
Pence zeroing in on Trump's actions on January 6th, saying that he was forced to choose between his loyalty to the former president and the Constitution. He now says that Trump is unfit to serve. Pence is the first vice president in more than 80 years to challenge the president that he served under for the nomination. But he is still walking a very fine line. When asked about the investigations into Donald Trump, he says that no one is above the law, but he also says that an indictment would further divide the country.
That's CBC's Rachel Scott. Pope Francis is recovering after surgery.
The Vatican press office says that the Pope's night passed well after a three-hour operation on his abdomen Wednesday. The 86-year-old pontiff underwent surgery to remove intestinal scar tissue as well as repair a hernia on his abdominal wall.
That's ABC's Marcus Moore at the Vatican. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Crawford County Sheriff's Office has arrested a man in Prairie du Chien on suspicion of possession of drugs and child pornography. 33-year-old Joshua Moick is being recommended for 54 total charges after law enforcement found drugs and electronic devices in his hotel room. The Sheriff's Office said Moick was on probation at the time of his arrest. A 61-year-old Lancaster man is hurt after a crash on June 1st. The Grant County Sheriff's Office said the man was driving a UTV when he was hit by a pickup truck on County Highway A in the town of Ellensboro. The man was thrown from the UTV and had to be flown to a Madison hospital with serious injuries. The driver of the truck that hit the UTV was not hurt. And the state high school softball championships begin this morning in Madison at Goodman Diamond. Later today, Grantsburg takes on Iola Scandinavia in the afternoon. And then tonight, Chippewa Falls McDonald will take on Stevens Point Pacelli. The event will run through Saturday when all five state championship games will be held. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Did you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Jim.